This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it into the aforementioned email at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from Sarah Kuda from the Smithsonian Magazine.
This is the fanciest.
We're going highbrow now with Tisbets.
This shan't be a thing.
This shan't be. Headline reads, bear-sized giant beavers once roamed North America, and they're now the official state fossil of Minnesota. Large extinct creatures roamed the Twin Cities area more than 10,000 years ago and could grow to more than 200 pounds.
That's fine. I mean, they could have their bear beavers if they'd like.
Giant beaver.
Giant beavers of bear beaver beaverness.
Giant bear beavers.
Wisconsin, man, but we got it covered. We're fine. We got a great fossil. Jane, what's our fossil?
Kevin,
like a giant dog?
A pterodactyl or something?
Yeah.
Kevin, what is Wisconsin's famous fossil?
So Wisconsin's state fossil is the trilobite. And I was hating a little bit earlier. I'll defend them a little bit. They are extremely old.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I'll criticize it was they are also one of the most widespread fossils in the entire world. You can find trilobite fossils all over the world. So I think that's kind of lame that Wisconsin picked that.
So not only does everybody have trilobites.
Yeah. And what a trilobite is it's an ancestor of bugs and lobsters. It's basically like a small shelled creature.
So it's kind of a crustacean thing?
Yeah. And what makes it hurt worse is the other option that we could have had is the mastodon.
What?
I know. Basically a woolly mammoth.
We took a trilobite over a mastodon?
Why do you keep calling it a trilobite?
Because I don't know.
Do you just want to be special and different?
It's what I was taught.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird. I was always told trilobite. We picked a trilobite over.
We could have had a, and we could have had a mastodon.
We could have had a mastodon.
And then said, take that, Minnesota, and your giant bear-sized beaver.
Exactly. It's all about the
fossil.
I mean, face, your face. What a just a waste and a disappointment. No offense to the trilobites, but like.
And again, it's like if as Calvin said, they're everywhere.
Exactly.
So it's already pretty common. Not that it wasn't important to evolution and all of those things. It just doesn't have that oomph.
So folks, remember, it's important you vote because my
look
vote
at the ramifications of voting that we don't even consider. We could have had
fossils.
The mastodon, but no.
Yeah, I am very sad that we didn't pick the mastodon. Maybe we can change it. I mean, no offense to the trilobite. How about this? Wisconsin's official small fossil is the trilobite. Wisconsin's
large
real fossil is the mastodon.
I think, Calvin, we may have to do some more research into this and figure out exactly whose decision it was to land on the little one instead of the mastodon. Well done, Minnesota. You got us again. That's why it's the Fossil Envy Edition. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.